Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday, April the 18th, 2012. 70 years ago today, Jimmy Doolittle and his Raiders took off from the aircraft carrier Hornet to bomb Tokyo. Although the raid had little damage, it was a huge psychological lift for the American people 4 months after Pearl Harbor. That was 70 years ago today. Bill Buckmaster, the host of The Buckmaster Show on 1030 KVOI, The Voice, with simulcast on KAPR AM 930. Our friends listening in Douglas and Cochise County. We're live streaming the show on buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. Also, three venues to hear the program anytime. My website, buckmastershow.com, the TucsonSentinel.com, and TucsonCitizen.com, all carrying our program. We are live Monday through Friday, noon to 1. We launch today's show with Bruce Wheeler, state representative from Tucson, talking about the legislative session that is winding down at the state capitol. Then about 20 minutes past the hour, we talk with Comet Discoverer David Levy. 30 minutes past the hour, longtime Pima County recorder F.N. Rodriguez will have a challenge in the fall election. We will meet Republican Bill Beard. Then we close out the books on this edition of the Buckmaster Show with gardening expert Phil Cedar. You might want to get your spring gardening questions ready now for Mr. Cedar, who we believe is the most knowledgeable person in Tucson about all green things. You can call us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040. We also take your questions at buckmastershow.com and on our Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. So we begin with State Representative Bruce Wheeler, a Democrat representing Central Tucson. Bruce, State Representative Wheeler, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Bill. How are you? It's good to talk to you again.
It's good to talk with you. And before we talk about the legislature missing the 100-day deadline, which was yesterday, how do you think Ron Barber will match up now with Jesse Kelly in the special election in June?
Well, Ron Barber would make an exemplary congressperson. We're going to work really hard to elect him. However, I don't think that we should take it for granted. I think we need to, the Democrats, we really need to work hard to elect Ron Barber to Congress. And if we do that, he'll be elected.
And the Bill Rowe, your Democratic Party chair, put out a release saying that Southern Arizonans, Republicans, independents, and Democrats will reject what he says is Kelly's extremism in favor of Ron Barber's solid plan to rebuild the middle class. Would you agree with that?
I very much agree with Bill Rowe on that. Jesse Kelly represents the extremism that's holding back the legislature here in Phoenix from adopting a budget in its centennial on its 100th day. And this extremism is something that I think the Arizona public is watching very carefully, and they're going to vote for someone like Ron Barber, and I think they're going to make some significant positive changes in the legislature to elect more Democrats and even take control of either House. And that's a consequence of Jesse Kelly's and the Tea Party extremist ideologies in the legislature as well.
Bruce Wheeler is with us on the Buckmaster Show. You can join the conversation at 790-2040. Yesterday was the 100th day of the session. The session was supposed to end. That had been the prediction of leadership on the 100th day. But now we have what looks like a budget issue developing with the governor warning lawmakers that she is not going to sign any more bills until a budget deal is reached. Bruce Wheeler, let me ask you, are the Democrats, they have not had a seat at the table the last couple of years, at least that's what our Democratic friends have told us. Do you have a seat at the table this year in the budget deal?
Well, the Republican leadership has been coy on the issue. They've made overtures to us on individual bases, which is something that I think we ought to resist and have them talk to Chad Campbell, our minority House leader. Representative Campbell and Senator Shapiro, the minority leader in the Senate, both have a budget that is far closer to the House and Senate Republican budgets than the House and Senate Republican budget is to the governor's. Bill, what this really represents, this gauntlet that's been drawn by the governor to not the legislature, but to the Republican leadership, clearly to me illustrates a dysfunction of the Republican majority in the state of Arizona. They control the governor's office, they control the House, they control the Senate, and they're fighting, they're not talking to each other, their budgets are $680 million apart. It is very serious, and it is a very clear example of a dysfunction of one-party rule in the state of Arizona, and I hope that the Arizona public is watching and listening very closely.
So you're saying on the face of it, it should be with the Republicans controlling the governor's chair and the two houses up in Phoenix, that it should have been a pretty smooth deal, and it's not appearing to be that way.
One would think that when they control, and not only control, Bill, keep in mind, they have two-thirds majorities in both the House and the Senate. So they have super majorities, and they still can't come to an agreement amongst themselves. I mean, this is unheard of, and it's again a very clear example of their dysfunction. And we Democrats have a budget that's ready to go, that will address education and health care to a degree that the Republican governor's budget does not.
And lawmakers have introduced five bills, I understand, Bruce Wheeler, to add exemptions to Arizona's sales tax code or extend ones due to expire. So certainly the tax exemptions are back in play.
Tax exemptions are back in play again, and it's really amazing that they're going to this extreme level. 2 years, excuse me, 1 year ago, the House and the Senate and the governor signed legislation giving corporations over $540 million in tax cuts that would be in effect by 2013-2014. And that obviously is adding to the deficit situations that we're going to face, particularly when the 1 cent sales tax that was enacted by voters in 2010 expires next year in 2013. So they've dug themselves into a real deep hole. They can't agree amongst themselves. They're not even talking to each other. And here we are, 100 days passed, and no budget.
What's the big impasse on the budget deal, Bruce Wheeler?
The biggest impasse is that the projected deficits by 2015 are that the governor's projected deficit by 2015 will be $680 million. Think of that figure for a minute, $680 million deficit. Her own budget, by her own estimates, by 2015. The Republican House and Senate deficit is estimated to be $200 million by 2015. And so we're talking about a $480 million gap between the governor's estimated deficit and the House and Senate Republicans' estimated deficit. And therein lies the inability of their caucus, of their majority, of this one-party rule to come to terms and produce a budget.
What has this session produced? What will this session be remembered for?
I think it's going to be remembered for two things. One, for its extreme legislation. Examples being the contraception bill against women, the extreme anti-abortion legislation, and the number of bills that are being declared unconstitutional by the courts. So they pass extreme legislation that in many cases, consequently, when they're heard on appeal by the courts, are found to be unconstitutional. Bottom line, it's going to be remembered as a failure, as an extreme legislation, and as a very dysfunctional party rule for the state of Arizona.
State Representative Bruce Wheeler, a Democrat representing Central Tucson, is with us on the Buckmaster Show. This is his second, his return mission to the state capitol. You were up there, what, the early 90s, was it, Bruce?
No, even earlier than that, Bill. You're going to age me. 1974, I was elected when I was 26 years old, together with Sister Claire Dunn and Morris Farr for the state senate. So it was quite a while ago.
Oh, my goodness. And do you see, how has it changed, the process?
Well, it's unfortunately become far more extreme. Back then we had a Republican from Tucson, Tom Goodwin. He was the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, and he took education very seriously. He made sure that the universities, particularly the University of Arizona, was properly funded, And there was at that time a breed that no longer exists, a moderate Republican. and they looked after health care of our citizens and education as much as we Democrats did. But Republicans have chosen in their primaries over the last decade to target their own, so to speak, to eat their own, and defeat their own two moderate members in their opinions in primaries. Consequently, we have an extreme Republican Party that is ideological and heavily religious and will not listen to reason or facts.
So this is an incredibly polarized legislature compared to what you were used to more than 40 years ago.
And you know, it's important to note, Bill, that the polarization exists within their own party. Even though they've eliminated their moderate Republicans, they still, I mean, again, witnessing this fight right now going on between the Republican governor and the Republican leaderships in the House and the Senate, not speaking to each other, the governor threatening not to sign any more bills until the Republican leadership does what she wants. And this dysfunction, this level of dysfunction, has never existed before in the last 50 years in Arizona.
How is your photography career going? There was a very nice piece about a week or so ago in the Arizona Republic that you documenting the wonderful work you have done shooting great photos all over the world.
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, I did a photo shoot in Rwanda last year, and I'm submitting those photos this month to a couple of photo agencies. And next year, I'm fortunate enough to be reelected to the State House, I'm going to be focusing on Arizona. We live in one of the most incredibly beautiful sites on this earth, and I want to devote some attention to Arizona, the beauty of the state and the beauty of its people. And that's what I want to do next year. So thank you for asking. It's coming along pretty well.
All right. Bruce Wheeler, a state representative who represents Central Tucson. Have you started the reelection campaign?
Are you kidding? I haven't had time. But I will. I'll get up to speed. I have files, and as soon as we wrap the session up, I'll be devoting time to reelection.
Bruce,
right now, we need to get a budget.
Bruce, it's good talking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
All right. Coming up now on 1217 on The Buckmaster Show for this midweek edition, the Wednesday edition. Talk about some of these electronic billboards and that issue and how it's affecting the astronomy community next with world-famed astronomer and comet discoverer David Levy.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Augustus Paris Antiques is a very special place for the discriminating antique collector, specializing in one-of-a-kind pieces of 19th century to mid-20th century European antique furniture and objects of art. Owner Roberta Franzheim has a great eye for quality and lasting appeal. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com.
V
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Coming up 22 minutes past noon on this Wednesday afternoon. Once a month, we check in with Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, the former science editor of Parade Magazine, and now head of and founder of the Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. David Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history. He's discovered 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9. That's the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. He's an Emmy Award-winning writer, and he's the author and or editor of 35 books and other products. David Levy, how are you?
To be on your show again today.
Well, it's good to hear from you, David. I want to begin with this news about some kind of a compromise that has been reached between the electronic sign owners and the astronomy community. This compromise would still open up central and western Arizona for illuminated billboards. So I guess it's not everything, certainly, that the astronomy community wanted.
Well, I'm wondering why they reached this compromise, because just studying it, it seems to me that they didn't have to, because Governor Brewer did veto the bill. And I think if they had just left it at that, it's possible that the sign owners might have taken it to court and reached a solution that is even worse for the astronomers. But I think that just between you and me and the fence post, I think that the lights on along I-10 and I-17 aren't going to affect the astronomers as much as the general light pollution over the state as it grows over the years. So I think it'll be okay, and ultimately.
Yeah, because this even this compromise and the piece of legislation that the governor vetoed certainly exempted Cochise County and Pima counties and pretty much the entire northern part of the state, making that a dark sky zone. So you're saying that things should be okay. But you're saying, David, that generally the growing light pollution from our metropolitan areas is going to be an overall problem in the future.
I think it is, and not just for professional astronomers. I think people who move to Arizona do it because, partly, they do it because of the environment. I haven't spoken to a single Arizonan who has moved to the state for where environment was not at least part of the reason. And, Bill, I think that if you move to the state because of the environment, half of that environment is the sky. And so it definitely deserves preservation here and in all states, but especially in this state.
You're off to, is it Bozeman, Montana,
yes,
for
I'm
election?
Yes, I'm going to Bozeman tomorrow, where I will be giving a couple of lectures and then coming back on Sunday. But the lectures that I'm going to give are going to try to connect astronomy with English poetry, which is my other love. And I was just reading this morning one of Robert Frost's most famous poems, written in 1920, where he takes a walk down into the yellow wood, and there's a fork in the road, and he looks down both paths, and they both appear to be about equal, so he's feeling he could take A or B, and it really doesn't matter. But it turns out that the one he chooses turns out to be the one less traveled by. So he says at the very end of his poem, "I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference." And that is one of the most important poems in my life because of that direction that says in the last line of the poem that the road that you choose by your choice, not by someone else's, is what makes the difference to you, as it did to me.
I think that's a very, very good point. David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show. A lot of exciting sky viewing coming up. We've got a meteor shower, and June is going to be really spectacular.
Yeah, well, the meteor shower comes late in April, the Lyrid meteors. By the way, last night we were doing a star night at the Corona Foothills Middle School, and we saw a meteor that lasted almost 20 seconds.
Wow.
It traveled from north to south. It must have been about -2, not the brightest meteor I've seen, but it gracefully moved across the sky from one side to the other before either disappearing or bouncing back off into space.
20 seconds?
About 20 seconds. As a matter of fact, we were wondering if it could have been a re-entering satellite. It is not the brightest meteor I've seen, but it is the longest, one of the longest, and really something I will never forget. The other thing is that is coming up in June. We have a number of wonderful events coming up. There is the solar eclipse, actually on May the 20th, and a couple weeks after that, on June the 5th, will be the transit of Venus. This is the last transit of Venus, where Venus crosses the face of the sun, that any of us will see in our lifetimes. The next one is more than a century away from now. And also a couple of days after that will be a partial lunar eclipse before dawn. So there is quite a bit coming up in the next couple of months.
You had a very successful star night, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. We did very well at the University of Arizona Mall. I even got a chance to talk with the new president coming in next fall to the university, and I'm hoping that she will be able to come to next year's event.
Did you say the solar eclipse is the one that will be visible? You'll have to be like in New Mexico, is that right?
Well, to see the maximum of it, my wife and I, Wendy and I, are going to go to Albuquerque. And that's where our family lives. Our children and grandchildren will be watching it with them. In Albuquerque, the eclipse will be annular, which means the sun will look like a ring of fire at the central point of the eclipse. Here in Tucson, the eclipse will be a deep partial eclipse. So you'll get to see quite a bit here in Tucson.
All right, David Levy, it's a pleasure. Have a safe travel up to Bozeman, Montana, and you are still searching for that 24th comet, so it would be easier for me in my intro just to say two dozen.
Yeah, well, we're hoping we'll make that easier, but it'll be a while, I think.
David, good talking with you. Okay, thank you.
Always wonderful to talk with you too, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Bye. Dr. David Levy with us on the Buckmaster Show. We always enjoy talking with him about the night sky and some really exciting events coming up in May and June, as David articulated. We're coming up now on the half-hour point on the Buckmaster Show. We will meet Bill Beard. He says enough for F.N. Rodriguez as county recorder. He'd like to be the county recorder. We'll find out why as we continue on this Wednesday afternoon.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The White House and the Pentagon are expressing their regrets over the photos that were published today purportedly showing U.S. troops in Afghanistan posing with the bodies of dead insurgents. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says they represent a violation of the nation's core values. The JetBlue Airways captain accused of disrupting a flight when he left the cockpit screaming about religion and terrorists plans to use an insanity defense at his trial. Clayton Osborne remains jailed in Texas, awaiting a court-ordered psychiatric exam. Top military and diplomatic officials from the U.S. and NATO allies met today to finalize the combat handover program and a strategy for world support to the Afghan government and its fledgling military. Less than a year after Tennessee women's basketball coach Pat Summitt was diagnosed with early-onset dementia, she has announced that she is stepping aside. This is SRN News.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit services, with 30 projects underway, including the intersection of Alvernon and Valencia and Camino Seco to Houghton along Speedway Boulevard. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Support for the Buckmaster Show comes in part from our friends at Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. This is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Also information about their big upcoming Cinco de Mayo event that they have on the website there at SplendidoTucson.com. F.N. Rodriguez, the Pima County Recorder, has been the recorder now for 20 years. Bill Beard, a Republican, has launched a campaign to unseat Ms. Rodriguez, and Bill Beard joins us now here on the Buckmaster Show in studio. Bill, good to see you, and thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about my campaign.
Tell me about Well, this is your first plunge into politics, correct?
Yes, it is. It's not something that if you'd put the proverbial gun to my head even a few months ago, would I have ever considered doing this? Definitely not. I have more than a passing interest in politics. I care about the community and whatnot. But the reason I got into this was because of something that happened with an election. And as I was asking questions about the specifics of what happened, and both of the recorder's office, the elections department, the board of supervisors, every conceivable area that was involved with elections in Pima County, I kept getting frustrated because the answers I was getting didn't address the specific question I was asking. And it basically boiled down to, okay, there was a problem. Things happen. People are human, et cetera. But at a certain point, you have to take some steps to prevent those problems from happening again. And I never could get a satisfactory answer from anyone in the county about what Pima County could do to prevent that situation from happening.
What specific election was that, Bill?
It was the November 2010 general election. I went in, like most folks do on election day, filled out the ballot, put it in the machine, and as I was leaving, something was just bothering me about the specifics. I couldn't quite figure out what it was. And I went over to the sample ballots that were posted on the wall outside of the polling location, and I noticed that the Amphi School District board election was not listed on any of the sample ballots that were there at the polling location. Went inside, asked all the poll workers, the judge, the inspector, the marshal. No one there knew what I was talking about. They referred me to the elections department, who then referred me to the recorder's office, who then referred me back to the elections department. After a lot of phone calls and over an hour time period there at the polling location, repeated phone calls back and forth, I was finally told by both the recorder's office and the elections department that if I had a problem with the election, because I couldn't vote for the Amphi School District election, I needed to take it up with the Amphi School Board. Well, the problem is that it's not the Amphi School District that was putting on the election. It was the Pima County Elections Department and the Recorder's Office. I went home. I called every one of the candidates that was on the ballot that day. It was a bit frustrating because I've lived at the same location for several decades, and I can assure you I get a tax bill for living in the Amphi School District every year. So the idea of tax, you know.
So no, you weren't satisfied with any of the results that you got in your inquiries.
That's what it boiled down to. And the more questions I asked, the more frustrated it was because no one could say, okay, here's what we've done to prevent it from happening again. It boiled down to simply that the poll workers had the ballots. They hadn't bothered to open the box that contained the correct ballots. The further frustrating part was if I had not started asking questions on that day, based on the history of that particular precinct I live in, there were could have effectively been several hundred voters disenfranchised because the poll workers hadn't bothered to open the correct ballots or the box with the ballots. As it was, at the time the elections officials actually showed up there at the polling location, by then 20 voters in the Amphi School District had been disenfranchised.
Bill Beard is with us. He is Republican candidate for Pima County Recorder. You're also in your campaign literature, you're talking about integrity. You say as your county recorder, you will never endorse any candidates for elected office, regardless of their party affiliation.
Well, the one of the issues I have, you're as a recorder, you have the responsibility for helping to count the votes. You're registering voters. You're handling the early balloting process. On election day, you handle the provisional ballots. It would be incumbent upon you to at least show an appearance of impartiality by not getting involved with a campaign. You can privately go up to a candidate and say, I support you, but to publicly do it, as the current incumbent has done, she's actually served as co-chair of several different local campaigns and done so quite vocally. The Rodney Glassman campaign comes to mind. It's one thing for a county recorder to get out there and say voting integrity is important. We need to show up to the polls. I've heard her on this radio station. I've heard her on other radio stations and TV stations talking about showing up and vote and getting involved. But to actually get involved, that next step, and saying I'm actively endorsing a partisan candidate, it crosses a line that I don't think should be crossed.
So you believe she should basically be almost nonpartisan?
Effectively. I understand that, it's a partisan race. It was set up that way by the Arizona Constitution. I'm running as a Republican. But the issues that I believe my campaign will illustrate, this is not a partisan issue. I don't care what your political affiliation, your religious affiliation. There is one thing. Even the most avid atheist in this country does hold one thing is sacred, and that's the ballot box. You don't take that lightly. And the fact that someone takes on the responsibility of being recorder and shares responsibility for election activities across the board, you take an oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend all the laws, not just the ones that are convenient for you, not just the ones that happen to coincide with your political philosophy. You are upholding all the laws. And it would be incumbent upon someone running for a recorder office to make sure that they are as nonpartisan as possible so that at least the public has some faith, some trust that that person counting those votes or helping to make sure that the counting at the end of the day is done in as fair a manner as possible.
Let's see if we can squeeze a call in here on the Buckmaster Show. Go ahead. You're with Bill Beard, Republican for Pima County Recorder. Go ahead.
Mr. Beard?
Yes, he's here.
I took my sample ballot to voting, and I voted at actually the new police station, I believe it was when that they had just opened that. I can't quite remember. No, it wasn't. It was over at the Assembly of God Church, but it's over on Flowing Wells. Mm-hmm. And I took my ballot, and I kind of, there weren't that many people on the thing, but I just kind of drug it along. And I was handed a ballot and went in and started to vote, and it didn't match. And I caught that they were passing out the wrong ballots.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Again, this is not an isolated issue. I have heard these stories. Obviously, my own personal story, it sparked an interest in seeing if there's other stories like this. Just yesterday, I heard of a situation where folks had changed their party registration. They'd lived at the same address for years. They changed their party registration back in January, before the presidential preference election, so that they could actually vote as a Republican in that election. They did so then, but when they went to vote at their polling location yesterday, the poll workers actually required them to vote a provisional ballot, even though they had changed their registration and they were registered to vote at that location. Because of the mix-ups at the recorder's office, because that's the one that's responsible for providing that information for the poll workers, this is not an isolated instance.
Okay. Bill Beard, a Republican for Pima County Recorder. Folks can find out more at vote4, the numeral 4, Beard, BEARD.com, is that right?
That's correct. And if you'd like to hear more, I will be speaking at the Eastside Republican meeting this evening at Bear Canyon Library at 6:30.
All right, Bill Beard, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, coming up now on 12:44 on the Buckmaster Show, get your gardening questions ready for Phil Cedar, 790-2040, 790-2040. How's your garden looking this spring? Phil can answer whatever you've got coming up.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Why travel to Paris in search of that special antique when you have Augustus Paris Antiques right here in Tucson? Owner Roberta Fransheim specializes in selecting one-of-a-kind pieces of European antique furniture and objects of art from the 19th century to mid-20th century chic. Augustus Paris Antiques is located at 2522 East Fort Lowell, just east of the intersection of Fort Lowell and Tucson Boulevard. Augustus Paris Antiques, 289-5181.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already, two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com. Noble Hops Gastro Pub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster, 1248 on KVOI, The Voice. Well, the last freeze of the year is now behind us. The growing season in southern Arizona is in full bloom. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show is the most knowledgeable person I know on the subject of plants and all green things. His name is Phil Cedar. Phil is the host of his own garden show sponsored by Green Things Nursery, where you can find Phil really every day. His popular shows here on KVOI are Saturday morning, 7 to 8 a.m. He gets up very early every day, so it's not a problem for him to go on the air at 7, and Sunday afternoon, 3 to 4. Phil, how are you today?
Real well.
What are you doing? What are you doing to get ready for Arbor Day?
Well, we're going to get trees. We got lots of trees in here. Not this Friday, but a week from this Friday is Arbor Day, and it's different days in different parts of the country, so it's real hard to keep track of the different, you know, zones and where you're going to have Arbor Day. But for this area here, it's a week from Friday.
So what's Arbor Day about? Just it came about planting a tree, is that it?
About planting trees. And a lot of times people will plant a tree and to commemorate somebody who's passed on or something like that. Or we have people that also plant trees for their newborn kids.
Wow, that's a good one.
In their honor. You know, you can't have too many trees, and there's not many things you can say that about unless you're trying to make a sale to somebody. But trees, no matter what side of the coin you're on, trees do help the planet. They clean the air up and take care of any kind of pollutants and things like that. They also make shade. I know there's a bunch of HOAs out here that have these height requirements of 15 feet, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, because they're more interested in the view of the mountains or the view of the city as opposed to saving some money off your power bill. But if you have a big old tree on the south or west side of the house, you can see a significant drop in the power bill.
Phil Cedar is with us. Phil, there is a monster growing at Hacienda del Buckmaster. It's a huge 20-foot stalk that continues to grow out of my beautiful blue agave. This thing is could be a record breaker.
Well, you know there's some 35-footers out there. By the way, for anybody listening, this is an agave, Americana, that puts out a big flower bloom in the last year of its life. And Bill traded off a cow for some little seeds to this plant, and it grew up like a beanstalk, didn't it?
Yeah, that's it, Phil.
So I've never seen anything grow this fast in your life.
You know, I haven't. So when is this thing going to start to bloom?
It's going to bloom out here in the next, I would say the next month or so. It's already starting. That's the bloom coming up. Now, this particular stalk has branches, and once it dies, you can cut it off and make it into the most wonderful Christmas tree.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful tree. You can paint them first, hang all your lights and all that kind of stuff on them.
Well, I won't have to worry about getting a Christmas tree then this year.
You know, if you want to put it outside, you can keep it at the same height. You can put it, you know, in the house, cut the top, say, 8 or 9 feet off, whatever will fit in your ceiling, and attach it to some kind of, you can make some kind of a wooden cross type thing you can nail it to. It'll be solid enough to nail it, and it makes a wonderful southwestern Christmas tree.
Yeah, that sounds like perhaps the route we will be taking. 12:52 on the Buckmaster Show. Phil Cedar is waiting for you at 790-2040, 790-2040. Spring planting is here. What should we be planting right now?
Well, right now, all the summer flowers, and these things last until about the first frost, which is somewhere around Thanksgiving. Sometimes it's a couple days early, sometimes it's a week or two late. But all of the plants like zinnias, marigolds, nirenbergias, any of the plants that you traditionally see in the gardens in the summer, zinc is a big popular one, osteospermum, these are plants not affected by how hot it gets.
I have a question here, Phil. Someone gave one of our listeners an artichoke plant. What should this individual be doing with the artichoke plant in terms of pruning and watering?
Well, you don't have to prune it at all. You want to eat it before it puts its flower stalk out, but some people don't care about eating it, and they see the flower stalk coming out similar to your agave. It's not going to be the same thing, and it's not going to be as big, but it has a beautiful purple flower in late summer.
Another question coming in. This is coming in on the Buckmaster Facebook page, and I don't know if you'll know the answer to this one, Phil. This person wonders about the origin of the term green thumb. Do you have any idea where that might have come from?
No, I have no idea, but I'm sure it has to do with people that grow green plants. They just say they have a green thumb. People who can't get them to live, they always tell me they have a black thumb.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe there's any real black thumbs out there.
Phil Cedar is with us from Green Things Nursery. Are we ready now? We are. We have Tom ready for you, Phil. Go ahead, Tom. You're with Phil Cedar.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it. Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Hi. So last fall, my lawn was horrible, and my wife talked me into redoing the sod, and I went to one of those great big places. That's orange, and got an overseeded sod from, I guess, the Bob Sod people. Well,
right.
the overseeded rye looked great, but now I'm noticing that I don't think the Bermuda ever took.
Didn't have to. Bermuda's still there. The Bermuda was dormant the entire October to now. Bermuda just stays dormant. You can't do anything about that. Once it's below 60 degrees at night, it starts going dormant. Now it should be ready to come up. Now you need to want to get out there and get some fertilizer on it.
But do you think that it ever took when I laid out that sod and put it down?
It was there. It just was dormant.
Okay.
It was just dormant. It didn't do anything at all. It just sat there. And there's nothing you could have done to change it.
The answer is be patient.
Be patient, but also fertilize. Get some ammonium sulfate out there at 1 pound per 100 square feet, and you'll have a green lawn. As soon as it's supposed to come up, and we're getting up to about a 60-degree nights now. So once it's at 60 degrees, you'll see all the parks and all the schoolyards in Tucson and everybody's house green back up that were not, overseeded with rye.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, Tom, joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line at 790-2040, 790-2040, if you have any spring gardening questions. What about fertilizing? Is this the time to do it now, Phil?
Yeah. If you haven't done it, go ahead and fertilize everything except the citrus, because the citrus all over Tucson have little baby fruit all over them. And if you fertilize now, you'll probably lose all the fruit. And you want to wait till about the Memorial Day weekend to fertilize your citrus. Everybody else, you have any kind of vegetable gardens, those actually should be fertilized once a month. Any flower gardens, once a month. Now, all of the winter annuals, we call them cool season annuals that we plant from October on, will start dying in the next few weeks. Once we get to 95 degrees and we stay there all day, we'll start losing our petunias and pansies and the things, stalks, plants that were looking beautiful 2 weeks earlier will just go downhill real quick. If you wait until they go downhill, it'll be more stressful on the new flowers going in for the summer. I know it's real hard to get people to pull them all out when they look so pretty, but the new ones going in are going to be a lot rougher when they don't get any cool days at all. You want to get those things in now so your flowers go straight through the year without an interruption.
Well, I'm sure the next question is one that you get quite often at Green Things. Are there any kind of flowers that you can plant that the pack rats won't attack, that they're repelled by?
Well, this time of year, the one plant that pretty much most animals won't eat is the vinca. The vinca is poisonous. It's called a Madagascar periwinkle or vinca. Everybody knows that it's related to oleander, and even the rabbits won't eat it. Now, some freshly planted plants, the javelinas, might pull out. Javelinas just like pulling things out for fun.
Give me the name of that one again. You said it was a Madagascar...
Madagascar periwinkle or vinca, V-I-N-C-A. Now, I also have some chemicals here that are made from putrefied eggs, and you can spray them on plants, and most animals will not eat them.
Oh, great.
It makes the plant taste awful. And the animal, when it bites the plant, will just spit it out and not eat it anymore.
All right. Well, we'll have to come by and check that out at Green Things. Let's go to Gil now on the Buckmaster Show. Gil, you're with Phil Cedar.
Yeah, thanks, gentlemen. Question, Phil. Do you know anything about this product? It's a compost made locally here at Tank Recycling on Ina.
I don't know it, but I have no problem with compost that's being made by people. They're all using organic materials that they've... are getting from, could be from restaurants. I don't know where the origins are. As long as it's fully composted, I have no problem.
Okay.
But if it smells like manure, it probably shouldn't be used until it stops smelling like manure.
Okay, thank you, Gil, calling us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Probably could squeeze in one more question, 790-2040. Phil, tell me, where are you located? People say Green Things can be a little challenging.
We're off River Road. We're about two blocks west of where the Brandy Fenton Park is, right where the confluence of River and Dodge and Alvernon come together. And you would go, if you're coming from the east side, you would just go west on River there about a block and a half after, make your first left, which takes you onto a little frontage road, which is Roger and Allen Road, and follow the Allen Road side, which is on the south side, down to the end. If you're coming from the northeast or the northwest, and you're coming from the west going east on River, we're about a mile east of Campbell. And as you're coming around the bend and you're going to be going due south on River, you go a few hundred yards and you'll see a street sign that says Roger Road, Allen Road, and Green Things. Just follow it in, make a right turn, make a quick left, and then follow it around the corner to the end of the block. And we're a four-acre nursery. We're full of plants.
Okay, Phil Cedar, thank you very much. We'll be seeing you soon at Green Things. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Bill. Take care.
All right, Phil Cedar with us on the Buckmaster Show, which is brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger, R-E-I-G-E-R, and Associates Certified Public Accountants, located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com. Coming up tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show, we have Earth Day coming up. We'll tell you about the Earth Day parade and festival, and a local church, St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church, is going solar. We'll find out about all the plans for the green team at St. Philip's. Have a great afternoon, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.